relationship between the United States and China has been called the most important bilateral relationship of the century. I agree. It's also a complicated one. China is our largest trade partner, accounting for more than 15% of all our exports. It's also the largest consumer of U.S. soybeans, buying about nearly 60% of Iowa's soybean exports. Corn and pork products are also significant exports to China that impact Iowa. There have been recent reports of pork producers in South America benefiting from the uncertainty in trade, rising tariffs between the United States and China. Such reports further escalate the fear that farmers in Iowa will lose a critical market for their goods. However, the United States cannot let fear be the driving factor negotiating with China. We must maintain a position of strength. For years, China has engaged in unfair trade practices, and the United States must stand up for America's interests. For too long, China has aggressively pursued practices that undermine American ownership, innovation, and entrepreneurship. China also isn't playing by the rules of the WTO. President Trump's administration has taken a hard line on trade with China, working to balance trade inequality. I support these efforts. I voted to approve China's joining the WTO. Its inclusion opened up markets and access to the world's most populous nation. But it's long past time for China to keep its commitment and follow the rules of trade. America must continue showing a strong united front against China's egregious efforts to lie, steal, and cheat its way into the world's economic leadership. Otherwise, the United States is sure to fall behind.
Yeah, good morning, Senator. You mentioned the president presenting a united front against China. We know that he's going to meet with Xi Jinping in Argentina next month in Rio. I understand that that united front would consist of Canada, Mexico, the EU, and possibly Japan. But we still have the steel and aluminum tariffs in effect. How united a front can the president project in Argentina in his talks with Xi when there are still issues between us and our closest trading partners?
Well, I don't know when, but they're going to go off. They don't serve any useful purpose now, particularly with Canada and Mexico. And then we settled with South Korea. So there's a hold in regard to Europe and Europe putting tariffs on us because of the negotiations going on. So I think effectively it's not an issue, even if they're still on. I think the progress being made dilutes the advantage of those tariffs.
Hello, Senator. I'm curious about your thinking with regards to these China being absent from the market for the farmers. In various states, the farmers that I speak to, they have a sense of urgency, and they're really struggling in terms of coping with the oversupply. But these things, trade negotiations and so on, move actually pretty slowly.
Yeah.
So, like, what's your thinking on this? How long they can hold on? And, like, well, is there anything you can do or, like, that can be done to speed up this process? And if not, could there be more mitigation plans? That's a few questions in there.
Yeah.
But
thank you. We have 88,000 family farmers in Iowa, and I suppose there's 88,000 different answers to your first question. But I think that if you'd asked me this question a year ago, I would say it's coming up at every one of my town meetings. Since we've agreed to China and Mexico, I think there's less anxiety among farmers. The fact that we signed an agreement with South Korea, that makes it even less anxiety than starting negotiations with Japan. And Europe reduces us even further. So the only really question out there is, when are we going to sit down with China? and we aren't going to sit down with China, I think, until we get a united front of Europe, America, and Japan, unless in the meantime, because that united front will give us a stronger position with China. The only thing that would intervene then is if China's economy is hurting so bad that they want to get to the table. They've invited themselves to the table here recently, but we've turned them down until they put something on the table that they're willing to negotiate on. They haven't done that. We was hoping that they would do that so that when Trump meets with Xi in Buenos Aires or the Group of 20 later on in November, we would have some finalization of agreement. But that meeting may not come off now.
Hi, thank you for having the call. The president is talking about another round of tariffs on Chinese imports. I guess it'll be everything that the last bit that hasn't been touched by prior tariffs. I know that you stand with the president on his policy toward China, but what do you see any ongoing or upcoming effects on the general economy and on the farm economy if there's another round of tariffs on Chinese imports, if we continue with tariffs?
There's going to be some effect. I can't measure it for you without reading what economists are saying, but I think that it has more of an impact on China than it does on us, considering the fact that we export to them about one-fourth what they export to us. So we got more leverage than what they have.
Okay. And do you see this as weakening the Chinese economy? And if so, it's the second largest economy in the world. Would there be some ripple effects?
Yeah, I think there's ripple effects, but I think before those ripple very far, that China's going to change their view. There's already evidence that they're consulting with some of their counterparts in our government about getting negotiations going, and we have turned them down until they put something on the table, and they aren't willing to put something on the table. And there was hope that we would start negotiations that could be finalized when Trump meets with Xi in Buenos Aires at the Group of 20 later on this month, but that may not come off.